This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began studying what Isaiah 52:13 through chapter 53 says about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We discovered what was true about his person. Now consider what was done to him. Virtually every verse adds details to the excruciating suffering he went through physically, psychologically, socially, and spiritually. Rather than trying to organize all the details, let me list some of the words Isaiah used to describe what was done to Jesus Christ. He was disfigured, marred, despised, rejected, stricken, smitten, afflicted, pierced, crushed, punished, wounded, oppressed, afflicted, led like a lamb to the slaughter, and judged. He suffered in his soul. Mel Gibson tried to capture on film what Jesus Christ experienced during his passion. Many criticized how vividly he depicted the brutal suffering Jesus endured. He could only show the physical suffering and social embarrassment. Given the description Isaiah presents, what Mel Gibson showed was not extreme. There was only a glimmer presented of Jesus Christ's psychological suffering. Racked with physical pain and socially embarrassed, he stayed focused on his mission. The taunting crowds, cursing soldiers, and confused bystanders all tugged at his heart. And where were his disciples? He could see some of the women who had followed him and his mother, but did anyone really understand or care? Even more important was the spiritual suffering, as noted in an earlier study, bearing the sin penalty of separation from his Father. Yes, what was done to him is incomprehensible.